You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast, and I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, tell me what you think about flushable wipes. Is it true that any of them are flushable?
What I think about is they probably are very convenient in the short term, but probably not very convenient in the long term. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have a private sewage system, you know, or a drain field or a septic system in the home that you're living in a more rural area. You know, they are advertised as some of them are flushable, but they're still not healthy for your plumbing system. You know, plumbing systems have a design that they're designed to handle what's normal. And this has definitely been a new product. And if you was to Google even public sewage disposal systems, meaning the sewage treatment plant, you will see that they've had to adapt in the years, you know, in the recent years to just take on the high level of fiber type material that's in the sewage, even in the city type area. So that's definitely been a challenge for them. So we see it at a good bit that most homeowners don't understand that the septic system works because of bio material that's in the septic system. It actually breaks down and it degrades. And if a product that you're flushing is not biodegradable, like a toilet paper is, then it's going to probably present itself as a challenge. Mm. You know, some of them can be advertised as flushable wipes or they're biodegradable. Well, a lot of times the wipes can be much stronger or thicker than toilet paper. And so, yes, they may be biodegradable and they may be flushable. However, it's not toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper a lot of times is very it can be very absorbent. It can, you know, it's a very thin type tissue that can break down very easily. So even if they are biodegradable, they're still going to sit in the storage tank, and if you're using a lot of them, they're going to build up and cause problems just because they do not break down as quick as toilet paper does. You know, I think one of the things that kind of comes into the picture is, you know, that's very odd for us here in the U.S. Is a product that's called a bidet. And if you travel to foreign countries, you'll see it a great deal. However, here in the U.S., a bidet is not very common. And, you know, a lot of people think they're funny or they're gross, or, you know, they're the only things that rich people use, or it's just really kind of a culture shock, I think, to Americans to really kind of be around bidets and, you know, and understand them. But bidets have tremendous benefits, definitely around hygiene. You know, it's much cleaner to use a bidet than it is to use toilet paper. Mm. And, you know, elderly people, you know, if someone's caring for an elderly person, a bidet can be very, very handy. And then just the simple thing, it saves paper. And that's really the reason that a lot of times other countries are they're so common is because they just don't have the paper resources that we do here in America. And so they can be definitely very beneficial in their products that are not real common, but they're not super hard to achieve in your home either. So if you have something that's causing you to use wipes, I think of a client one time that had a cancer patient in their home and they were constantly throwing up, so they were using wipes a lot and it caused a problem with their system. But if you're having something like that, maybe look into other solutions. One of them might be a bidet, or definitely if you need to use wipes, try to put them in a wastebasket and carry them out to the trash.
If someone's interested in a bidet, do you all recommend and install those?
Yes, we generally use what's called a bidet seat, which basically transforms your toilet to also second as a bidet. So the seat itself turns into a functional bidet that'll be able to serve as a bidet. But they also do make a whole fixture that is a bidet. But most of the time, we're just converting a toilet to add the seat to add that function to the toilet.
All right. So if you're interested in learning more about that or anything else James spoke about today, you can reach the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air. The number is 540-483-9382.